This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Faced with a long list of grim statistics about the difficulties boys face in school and society, the Bush administration is putting boyhood in the spotlight. The idea came from First Lady Laura Bush, the mother of two girls. She's looking for strategies that'll help boys do better in school, go to college, and stay away from street gangs and crime. We sat down with Laura Bush at the White House today in her East Wing office, a room that resembles a principal's office. The shelves are filled with children's books, the walls covered with classroom art. Laura Bush says the focus on boys is long overdue.
I feel like in the United States that we've sort of shifted our gaze away from boys for the last several decades, and that we've neglected boys, and that we've all bought into the stereotypes, even though if you ask someone, they would say, well, no, of course I don't really believe that, but we believe the stereotypes that boys are can be self-reliant, that boys don't cry. And the fact is, all young children, boys or girls, and all adolescents do need a lot of support and a lot of nurturing from their parents and their teachers and the whole community.
Well, there's a whole body of research on this now, and
that's
several
right.
books have been written on this topic, mm-hmm. and there's a robust debate about this. Some feel that the focus was shifted to girls as society tried to level the playing field. Others believe that schools and society don't embrace or even celebrate the innate differences, that they believe that boys are different and society should recognize that. As you've waded into the research, what conclusions have you drawn?
Well, I think it really is that we buy into the stereotype, and that we put boys in this straitjacket, so to speak, of the stereotype, that we don't really give boys the same words even that we give girls. I went to this great Passport to Manhood program at a Boys and Girls Club in Philadelphia last week, and they talked about the characteristics they wanted as men. They wanted respect. They wanted love. One little boy actually said love. And I think we, in our assigning boys to a certain stereotype, we don't often even give them the words of the characteristics that they want to have when they grow up. And really what I'm hoping to do is that we can turn our attention to boys. There are already many, many very excellent community groups and faith-based groups and coaches and a million groups around the country who work with boys. But when we get the word out on what the statistics are, that boys are going to college in fewer numbers than girls, that gangs are almost 90% boys in the United States. Of course, we all know that more boys, young men and boys are in jail. Many more boys are in jail than girls. They're just very alarming statistics. We don't want that for our boys, and we don't want it for our country.
Now, I know it's difficult to ascribe blame, but it's hard to look at these statistics and these high rates of failure across so many areas and not come to the conclusion that society, that the schools, or that some institution has got it wrong in some way.
Well, we probably all failed by not paying attention to boys and by putting boys in this stereotype. But it doesn't really matter what happened there. What matters is what we can do about it and how we can change it. And let me say that I also think girls need attention. Statistics for girls are much, much better than for boys, but they also are more and more likely to be involved in drugs or alcohol abuse or other things that girls for many generations were not involved in at all.
Now, when you talk about paying more attention to mm-hmm. boys, and you look at the budget cuts that were proposed by your husband earlier this week, one-third of the budget cuts were targeted at the Department of Education. We've also seen cutbacks in juvenile justice programs at the Department of Justice. So you could look at what he's
well,
doing,
I mean,
what you're talking about.
Well, I think what you actually see is that there is more money in this budget for disadvantaged schools, for Title I schools, where there's been a huge increase over the last 4 years anyway in funding. A lot of the boys that we're talking about are in these schools, the poorer schools in the poorer neighborhoods in the United States. One of the other things the budget people did when they worked on the budget was they looked at all the programs to see which are most effective. And that's one of the things I'm trying to do as I talk about these programs. I visited Baltimore where they have a program. This is for first graders to make sure that first grade classes are managed well and controlled well because they have almost 20 years of research. This is the American Institute of Research, which is an education research foundation. that shows that if you are in a highly well-managed first grade, so you can spend a lot of your time on academics, that it correlates with whether or not you graduate from high school. And if you're in a first grade where there's a lot of disruptive behavior and you can't focus on academics during the first grade, then you're less likely to graduate from high school than the ones who have been in that.
Now, looking forward to the next 4 years, what kind of markers are you setting down?
Well, that's a very good question.
What do you want to see at the end of 4 years?
That's a very good question, because this is just accountability is what we're talking about anyway when we're talking about education. But I'd like to see the statistics improved on boys. I'd like to see communities and schools and parents, but and particularly parents, and of course parents are the hardest to reach. It's easy for me to invite school superintendents from around the country to talk about issues, or coaches and coaches' associations to talk with them. It's much more difficult to reach parents in their homes, but I think we can reach parents to let parents know what they can do to raise successful children. But at the end, I think, of 4 years, what I hope is that the statistics will be better, that more boys will be going to college, that fewer boys will be joining gangs, that boys won't fall behind girls in elementary school like they do now, but that the curriculum and everything that school districts incorporate in teaching reading appeals to boys as well as girls, and they have a chance to keep up with girls.
You've spent a lot of time in classrooms throughout the country. I've spent a lot of time covering education, so I too have been in classrooms. And sometimes you witness something, or you meet someone that stays with you years later. Is there a person or a situation that you have witnessed that led you to this point that you wanted to focus on boys?
Well, a lot. I mean, I became a teacher in the first place because I loved a teacher that I had and wanted to be just like her. And that was why I studied education and taught for a number of years. But every time I visit a school, I'm struck by something. Yesterday, when I was in Baltimore, the teacher, after I'd visited her class and she showed me how this good behavior approach worked with her class, she started to tell about one little boy, and she started to weep. I mean, she was so moved that this approach had allowed her to help him be successful. And he was a very smart child. A lot of times I think we find that the children who are disruptive or bored or they need special attention, but he's been very, very successful. And so every time I visit a school, I'm struck again by the dedication of teachers in our country.
Mrs. Bush, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
First Lady Laura Bush speaking with us today at the White House. There's more information on our efforts to focus on boys and a suggested reading list on the subject at our website, npr.org.